A well-known Sioux businessman has encouraged several of his employees to become volunteer drivers for the Canadian Cancer Society Wheels of Hope program, transporting local cancer patients to and from treatments in Sudbury. One of the biggest things for the patients, especially if you're taking them to Sudbury on a Monday, is that they're really concerned about, is there a driver coming to pick me up and take me back to the Sioux on Friday? Said Mike Moore, owner of Mike Moore Construction. That's a big worry for them, and they have enough to worry about, so we're trying to put their minds at ease for transportation. Beginning in February of this year, Sioux cancer patients needing radiation therapy have had to receive their treatments at the Shirley and Jim Fielding Northeast Cancer Center, NECC, in Sudbury, while Sioux Area Hospital installs a new, state-of-the-art radiation therapy unit. As reported earlier, SAH's new radiation therapy unit is expected to be operational by August. I thought, I've got the trucks, I've got the guys, so why not step up to the plate? Moore said. When SAH announced that Sioux and area cancer patients would have to receive their treatments in Sudbury for a few months, Moore asked his employees if they would be interested in becoming volunteer drivers, and found there was no shortage of eagerness to help. Apart from Moore himself registering as a backup driver, seven of his team members are now also registered. The group includes David Robertson, Shauna Swift, Sid Benwell, Jarvis Milne, Gabe Goulet, Wayne Sibiti, J.R. Shuttleworth. Another employee, Marty Moore, hopes to join soon. I think they're outstanding, Moore said of the team. The drivers take patients to Sudbury on Mondays and return to the Sioux. They then go back to Sudbury on Fridays and transport the patients back home. On some occasions, they transport them to and from Sudbury for same-day treatments. We can take them 5 days a week, no problem, Moore said. The drivers started making their first trips for patients in April. The contractor said the drivers derive a deep sense of gratification from the service they are providing and build a rapport with their clients. One of our drivers took a lady down last week. Turns out they know some of the same people. He had a great time speaking with her, Moore said. He added that even after the new SAH radiation therapy unit is operational, his team of drivers will still be there if needed, as some cancer treatments are available only in other cities such as Sudbury. Sid Benwell, a Mike Moore Construction employee, has made 10 trips to Sudbury as a Canadian Cancer Society Wheels of Hope volunteer driver since the spring. Mike definitely inspired me, Benwell said. I've thought about doing volunteer work for years but never actually got around to doing it. I got a little nudge from Mike and I thought now seems to be the time. Those desiring to be volunteer drivers must pass a necessary background check. The paperwork to be a volunteer is pretty detailed. It's more detailed than a regular job interview, but I jumped on board anyway, Benwell said. However, he said that going through the background check and paperwork is worth it, not only for patients, but also for himself. I did it once and I was hooked, Benwell said. The patients that I've taken so far seem to be so grateful for what you're doing for them. Most of them have such a good attitude. You think that being sick they would be depressed, but I found it to be the opposite. They seem to be in good spirits. I'm thinking, my goodness, if they can still maintain a positive attitude while they're going through this, then the rest of us have got it good. His experience as a volunteer driver has become a newly found passion for Benwell. If I could do this full-time I would, but I'm still working. If I could, I'd do it full-time. Patients can request the same driver for each trip to and from Sudbury if they wish. You get to know them and they feel comfortable going with the same person. I've met the guys' wives, their dogs, they've packed lunches for me. I even got offered tips. I didn't take them, but it's nice to see the offers because it shows how much they appreciate it, Benwell said. The experience can really tug on the heartstrings, he added. Some of them have their own vehicles but they're not feeling well enough to drive, and some of them have no support group at all, so they rely on us 100%. Benwell said he would be interested in continuing as a volunteer driver after the SAH radiation therapy unit is running. He is also urging others with spare time and a vehicle to get involved. It would be nice to see more people get out and do it. The joy you get from doing it, it's hard to describe.